We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, before we judge if Mick Cronin, the UCLA head coach, has a fair cause to be a Richard head, I want to drop off a couple of notes for you. Clint, you'll be excited about this. The Texans' off-season workout program dates are out now.
Come on.
April 11th, first day of off-season program, so that's coming up. April 25th through the 27th, voluntary minicamp. OTAs, May 22nd through the 23rd, and then May 25th, and then also May 30th through the 31st, and June 2nd, June 5th, 6th, and June 8th. Mandatory minicamp, June 13th. Through the 14th.
Be here before we know it, man. It'll be here before we know it. I'm looking forward to this, man. I'm always looking forward to it. But after the last couple of years that we've watched, it's been a rough watch. I'm excited to watch.
Yeah, this is the excitement level.
Look, I mean, we come in here talking about how good of a coach Bobby King is. Just, I mean, looking, Bobby's great. I love Bobby. Bobby,
oh, if you're out there listening, that's where we were, wasn't he?
But I mean, Bobby's energy was just at a whole nother level, and it was newsworthy. I would think after all the talk of D'Amico Ryans talking about just first and foremost hiring good coaches that have energy and bring juice, I would imagine you're going to have a field full of Bobby Kings out there coaching. So, it doesn't take a whole lot for me to get football horny, but we get around to off-season work and voluntary mini camps. We get around to OTAs. Yeah, I get pretty worked up. Yeah.
That made me football horny.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. All right, so that is... That is the latest of when things are going to get going, as April 11th is when this thing starts to rock and roll for the Texans. All right, UCLA, they had a tough loss last night. They thought they were going to win the game. They had taken the lead with 12 seconds left, and then they give up a three, like a 30-footer to Gonzaga with 7 seconds left, and that basically was what lost in the game. They lost by three last night to Gonzaga, 79-76. And after the game, UCLA head coach Mick Cronin stepped to the podium. And listen, I don't think there's an argument. We've all heard this. He was a Richard head, right? I mean, he was. We can all agree. But sometimes it's fair to be one. Sometimes you can understand somebody being a Richard head. I just want to play for the people. If you think he is fairly being one, or if you think like, nah, man, he's got a job to do, he crossed the line, like this was over the top for him. This is Mick Cronin. Remember, they just lost a heartbreaker. This is him in the press conference.
Great players all around the perimeter as well. So what was the game plan for that?
Do our best.
Right here in the front.
Mick, Kurt Sandoval, ABC7. In that drought in the second half, hindsight being...
A lot of open shots, but didn't go down. There's no hindsight. Wide open shots, and multiple times we got fouled, no call.
Right here in the middle.
Dave and Tiger didn't make a basket in the second half. They had good looks. And Jaime got murdered on about four layups.
Tarik Patel from the Daily News. Mick, can you talk about the decision to not play Adembona?
He wasn't able to play.
Too much pain, or?
He wasn't able to play. If I wanted to elaborate, I would elaborate.
Okay, we're down front here.
He kicks off the thing. First off, another part to this is he had to wait 33 minutes for the media to be ready to talk to him. So he had to stand in that hallway after they lost that crusher to wait for them. Like, he is clearly just, I mean, not somebody to work. I think, Clint, it's fair. I think it's fair. After a game like that, you lose. He's had to wait some time. Like we've been in those situations. I know I've been in the situations of tough losses with players and coaches. Like, I can understand it. I can understand it if you're going to do that.
Yeah, no, look, I don't even care if you're mad because you had to wait. I don't even care if it's after a loss. I mean, you go in there and you answer questions. I don't think there's, you know, I think the pushback a lot of times for players and coaches not answering questions the way people wanted them to be answered or in the right tone and all that kind of jive, I think that's BS. I have no problem with a coach having an absolute gut-wrenching loss like UCLA did. It's going to send you home. You're done in the tourney. You're done coaching a handful of those guys that you're probably close to. If you're doing it right, you are close to them, and it's your heart's broken. You're frustrated. You're emotional for obvious reasons. You're coming down off of a high of a 3-hour game where you're on a whole different planet than most people have ever even been. And you go in there and it's your duty to answer questions. I thought he did it. I think it's more than fair. I'm fine. I ain't got no problem with it.
Someone texted, hell no, that was good for me. And he gave him some genuine ass answers. Somebody said, and then someone said, yeah, he is being a Richard head. Those people just are doing their job. He doesn't have to be rude to them.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's rude. I think it's one of those where, you're in a different state of mind and it's the dynamic of being in that room. I think everybody in that room understands it, that it could go one of multiple ways. And when you're part of the media, you got to ask some tough questions, but you also got to expect, like, you know, Mick Cronin, a game he just lost, you're going to ask him why he didn't play a guy? You think he didn't play a guy because he didn't want to? Like, hell, he was injured. You know, and then maybe you think.
Yeah, I would have had the follow up of with too much pain.
Yeah, right. Like he should have been like, come on, man. Like, no, he actually didn't have any pain because he didn't play. He's injured. You know what I mean? Like
no, I commend players and coaches, Glenn. Because I'll tell you right now, and I know like a lot of fans, like especially people who text in, like, Clint, I couldn't have done a press conference last Saturday, and I was just at a wedding reception. And Kansas lost, and this is just me as a fan. I'd imagine if I had to sit amongst people who asked me questions about how I felt about that game. I mean, I'd have lost my everlasting mind. And I'm just a fan. And like I commend players, coaches that go up there after devastating losses like that. The ones that end your season and they come out and talk with us. Now, if you like, you know, you could feel somebody over the top. Like, you just start cussing somebody out for some reason. All right, now. But I like, to me, I understand, man. They're not going to be in the greatest mood. They're not. And, yeah. I mean, you've been there. Like, I commend you. I've watched your interview after the Tennessee game, and I commend you because I sure as hell, I don't have it, is what I'd have told Houston Nutt. Like, I just said, hey, boss, I ain't got it. Like, no, man, this is one of the worst moments I've
got. Yeah, I
got
to sit this one out.
I commend y'all for doing that.
Look, I don't like when coaches and players get personal or they get offended by a certain question, but I have no problem with with Mick Cronin. I have no problem with Mick saying, hey, look, if I wanted to elaborate, I'd elaborate. Okay, move on. Go to the next. It's not the answer you wanted. Maybe a little harsh. But I got no problem with it. You know where I stand, show. Like I think it's crazy that you know they require, and I understand why. I get it. It's you're paid a lot of money, and part of it is the exposure, and the access that the media has to you. But the outrage when guys don't do things by the book the minute they come off the field, or sometimes as they're coming off the field. If you're talking about in-game interviews, I mean. To be super like critical of those individuals, coaches and players in those moments, that's silly to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And make him wait 33 minutes. I'd have been hot too. That's by the way, your Sports Radio 610 tournament update brought to you by TDECU. And by the way, is your bracket busted? Maybe. But yeah, mine definitely is. I don't have a Final Four team left. But you still want to be all on the action. Follow SportsRadio610.com in the Odyssey app to unlock 2 months of free betting insights from BetQL. Get experts, betting trends, molded best bets, and more. Simply download the Odyssey app, create an account, and follow Sports Radio 610 to unlock your 2 months free trial of BetQL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.